Here is Art Charlton with this week's edition of Warren County Wanderings.
The last of the Fringe Festival shows at Centenary Stage Company opens Thursday and runs through Sunday, and it's The Other Mozart. You've heard of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, of course, but this is the true and untold story of Nannerl Mozart, his sister, who also was a prodigy keyboard virtuoso and composer. She performed throughout Europe with her brother to equal acclaim, but her work and her story faded away, lost to history, so it's reclaimed in this show. Critics have called it a gem of a show, and you will too. Also on the stage this weekend, the Belvedere High School Drama Club presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, opening Friday with two more shows on Saturday. Witness all 37 of William Shakespeare's plays in 97 minutes. Cast weaves its wicked way through all of his comedies, histories, and tragedies in one wild ride. Now, Friday is the worst night at the winery for Brook Hollow. Is that a bad thing? No, it's Wurst Night, as in German sausage, with a wonderfully delicious meal from Alpine Meats in Blairstown, dessert cakes by the Cozy Cabin Bake Shop, and sing-along music from Eric Kirsten and his accordion. Again, that's Friday evening at Brook Hollow Winery in Columbia. Only 50 seats total are being sold for that one. Speaking of wine, Rutherford Hall in Alamuchi holds an adult wine and paint night on Friday. Join them for a night of art therapy. Bring a bottle of wine and paint a unique picture on canvas. Or you can spend Friday evening with Tom Chapin. It's a benefit concert for the Blairstown Enhancement Committee with one of the great personalities in contemporary folk music. The special VIP package is sold out, but there are some seats left for the show at Roy's Hall. It's a special weekend at Four Sisters Winery near Belvedere as they celebrate their 32nd anniversary of winemaking on Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6 both days. They were one of the first wineries in New Jersey, and you can be part of the festivities with a complimentary wine tasting, wine cellar tours, light refreshments, and drawings for gift items and tickets to their upcoming events. Maybe you'll want to make your own smudge stick at Wild Ridge Plants this Saturday morning. Now that's a bundle of aromatic plants that clear and refresh one's surroundings. With their guidance, you'll identify and harvest native and non-native plants and assemble a smudge stick to take home. Shakespeare is in town in two places this weekend. The Young Audience Series at Centenary Stage Company presents Shake It Up, Shakespeare, Magic, Mystery, and Mayhem on Saturday at 11 a.m. It's a piece of theater magic for grades 4 and up, covering some of the Bard's most famous works in an interactive and animated format. Warren County's own Ship and Manor Museum is open for guided tours on Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. Learn about our early iron industry and the people who ran it and worked it at the mid-1700s Stone Mansion in downtown Oxford. There's another great concert at Roy's Hall on Saturday night, James Maddock at 8 p.m. He's a songwriter's songwriter and never fails to entertain. On Sunday, there's a hunter education class at Bequest Trout Hatchery and Natural Resource Education Center at 8 a.m. and an autumn photo hike at 10 a.m. hosted by the Environmental Commission of Mansfield Township. That's a two-hour hike meeting at the Point Mountain Preservation. The holidays are fast approaching, and there's a breakfast with Santa at the Mountain Lake Firehouse at 8 a.m. and a holiday toy auction hosted by the Harmony Township Fire Department at their firehouse at 1 p.m. And on Monday, a hands-on holiday floral arrangement class is offered at Rutherford Hall in Alamuchi at 7 p.m., where you'll create a Thanksgiving arrangement to put on your table next Thursday. Want to know more? It's all in Warren County Wanderings, the free email newsletter you'll find at www.explorewarren.org. Sign up to receive it weekly so you won't miss a thing. Happy wanderings.
Warren County Wanderings is heard only on WNTI.org.